Chapter 4. As the shadows were lengthening across the grass, Elizabeth stifled a great yawn. Once again, she had eaten a great deal and felt immeasurably tired. She reflected that she had taken great steps in her quest for a husband. Perhaps too obvious steps, she thought wryly, looking across at the angry faces of the debutantes. Apart from Sally Harper and Frederica Spencer, the ones she recognized from her London days, there were two sisters, Josephine and Emily de Courcy, and a petulant blonde, Harriet Brown Forbes. All had had one or two seasons and were heading for the next, but were hopeful of securing a husband before they got there. There was, after all, no other suitable career for a gently bred miss. But, diminished as Elizabeth was in good looks, desperation gave her the edge on all of them. Haunted as she was by the constant threat of being dragged back under her uncle's roof, Elizabeth had been aware of the Duchess's pale, disapproving eye on her. But Her Grace's disapproval had slowly changed to indifference when it became all too clear that Miss Markham was not trying to ensnare Lord Charles. This might have been a sop to the other debutantes, but they could not help noticing how often Lord Charles's eyes followed Elizabeth as she moved here and there about the sylvan scene, with one of the other gentlemen dancing attendance on her. The servants had packed everything away into the carriages and were setting out to Hatton Court. Elizabeth got reluctantly to her feet, unwilling to find herself alone with Lord Charles again on the journey back. The other gentlemen had been such undemanding company. Mr. Seymour had been the most comfortable. He had a shy, pleasant manner and was able to talk intelligently on any amount of given subjects. Mr. Pargiter was tense and faintly acid in his humour, but so handsome to look at that his most ordinary utterance seemed endowed with wit. The Prescott brothers were very much the bonds.